This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Online education is the new thing, as you've heard here and elsewhere, MOOCs and all that. There is, however, a darker side to online education, and I'm making air quotes here. The New York Times reports today on a company in Pakistan that is getting rich to the tune of millions of dollars by selling fake educational credentials to pretty much whoever wants them. The paper's Pakistan Bureau Chief Declan Walsh has the byline. Declan, thanks for coming on.
Nice to be here.
Tell me, first of all, about this company, Exact, I guess it's called.
So Exact is a Pakistani software company based in the port city of Karachi. It has in recent years held itself out as the country's largest software exporter. It provides high salaries and unusual perks in the Pakistani context, things like a company swimming pool, there's a yacht, and so on.
It is also, it seems by this article that you wrote, what we used to call a diploma mill. It's selling higher education certificates, I guess, for not a small amount of money.
That's right. Our reporting has indicated that these websites are both posing as universities, often giving the appearance of being in the United States, or high schools, also in the United States. And their customers have been both in the United States and in many other countries around the world, particularly in the Middle East. And this has been extremely lucrative for Exact.
You got to give them credit for creativity. Some of these schools like Berkeley and Columbiana, I mean, they do get points for that.
Well, they have very cleverly and purposefully crafted the brand identity of these schools to cater to different audiences. So some of them will have names that hew very closely to those of famous American universities. Other universities will appeal to customers perhaps in the Middle East. There are universities called the American Gulf University, and so on. So within the company, these fake universities are treated as brands to be created and marketed for specific customer bases.
And marketed intensely. You write about a sales force that cold calls, they upsell with vigor.
That's right, yes. They have a whole range of techniques. It starts off with, you know, paying companies like Google and Facebook for advertising space so that, you know, if you type in a search for online education, one of their sites will come up prominently. Secondly, they have promotional tools. They place stories on the CNN iReport, which is a citizen journalism website. They create promotional videos using paid actors posing as staff and students. So they have a whole range of tools to draw people into the websites and to give them an appearance, at least, of legitimacy that allows them to maintain the fiction that these are genuine education institutions as opposed to what they are, which is actually a diploma mill.
How has it been able to thrive? Has it simply fallen through the regulatory cracks?
Well, it has very cleverly taken advantage of the sort of freedoms and anonymity that the internet can allow you to do business. It has set up a whole web of offshore companies in places like Cyprus and the British Virgin Islands to both take in the money that it receives and to pay its vendors. And it has engaged in often quite aggressive legal tactics against people who would either investigate it or criticize it in public. So newspapers and other media groups in Pakistan and in other countries, including the UK, have really come under sometimes quite strong threats from the company's in-house lawyers if they were to publish anything that was seen to, you know, to tap at this at the true nature of the company's business.
Declan Walsh, he's the Pakistan Bureau Chief for the New York Times. We got him at his base in London. Declan, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.